or tarif mitzvah, the kapayim bein lefnim bein rechutz, where there's no kapayim in the Beis Hamikdash, or there's no kapayim outside any shul. And any one of these, if a kain is not moedish shaboy, you can't give him matnas kula. So how do we know this? Tam lem, the pasuk says, mebnei aron, avoid amur lebnei aron, v'chol kain shein amoedah bo, ein lechelik bekula. So the ikir is time of the ein amoedah bo, because he's not moedah, doesn't agree at all to these avoidahs. Chol moedah bo, mashm, as long as he agrees, he's moedah to all these avoidahs. Afagav the ein amoedah bo, and even though he does not know the lochas in them, still you can give him a chelik. That's why we don't pass on him, and here's Mashma, even though he's not a Baki in the Lachis, still you let her give him the Matnas Kuna. It's only somebody that's not made like disagrees, argues with Chalal, and these avoiders, he can't receive from the Matana. Alright, we'll stop here.
We are holding Daf Kuflam and Gimel and Aleph, and here in the middle of the Shiloh, to which coin can he give the Matanas? So first we had that Rav Chisda said that the Esrim Rabboi Matnas Kuno, that he said a locha that called Koin Shein Boki Behem, a Noisim Lo Matono. A Koin is not Boki in the Halochis Sheboi, he should not give him the Matono. And the more comes out, Lav Milsi, it's not like that, because both our left Greiser had said that all these Avoidis, the Pshat is that a Koin that's Moide Boi, that he agrees with such a Mitzvah, you can give the Matono. But a Koin that's not Moide Boi, to him you cannot give it to him. That's what Gemara says on top of Kutlam Gimel again, the Kabbalah, Hazois. Kabbalah Saddam is one of the Avoidas. Hazois Saddam, Rashi says that there's Rikas Saddam, the Ashkor Saita, they're making a Saita drinks in the Mayamorim, the Arapis, Eglarufa, chopping off the neck of the Eglarufa. Also says by Kanam, it says, the Nikshur Kanam B'nei Levi, and Utaras Mitzera, when a Mitzera wants to become Torah, says, B'tiporim Lazois. On the Siyas Kapayim, that's the Kohen has to duchen. Vein Bethnim was inside by the Beis Hamikdash. Vein Bachut means outside the Beis Hamikdash, in every city in the Beis Knesset. And all these Avoidis, how do we know this? You said that if a Kohen does not agree, is not made like it's Kaifer in this Avoidah, we cannot give him the Matano. On this Talmud, the Pasuk says, Mebnei Aaron, that we dashin Avoidah Hamul of Mei Aaron, any Avoidah that was said to Kohanim. Rashi says in Nayarin safe for the Kod Liyelhu. So we're dashing out that the Chol Koyin Shein Moidabo Ein Loichelik Pekuna, a Koyin that disagrees that Koyfer in one of these Avoidis, he has no right to get a Chilik in any Matnas Kuna. But a Kopon of the Diyik is time, what's the reason why he doesn't get a Chilik? The Yein Moidabo, because he doesn't agree to it. Chol Moidabo Mashma, if he would agree to the Mitzvah, he would agree to the Avoidah. Even though he's not Bucky, does not know the Lachas that well, still we give him the Matanis. That's a right, that even though he's not a Bucky, still we give him the Matanis. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, Chutin Shebelechi, the veins that you find in the Lechi, in the jaw of an animal, in the cheeks of the animal, is Asur Mishnoi Nalaritim. Rashi says that through Mishum Dam, there's a lot of dam inside these veins, it's also feet of veins. And therefore, because Koyin Shen Yodea Litlon, Ein Neisnin Loi Matana, a Koyin that does not know how to take out these veins, so he should not give him the Luchiyayim, because he'll make Kantidat for Yisra, so he should not give it to him. The Gemara says, V'loi, it's not true, because the Wanashach, I Betovi, if the Koyin's going to roast the cheeks, then may divdaiva, the blood will drip out. Vi likder elamai, may want to cook it up in a pot with water. Seide mechtechlu, if he cut it up first, or molachlu, and he salted it well, may divdaiva, also the blood will drip out. So we mutta to give it to any kind, because no matter how we'll make it like, it'll be kosher. But the maisa, we do paskin that the chutin shebelechi are also. There are special veins there in the lechi that have too much dam in them, and they're also teeth. You have to take them out before you go teeth from the cheeks. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, that Bodoglon Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had a suffix. Rav Yosef started to think into this next Shiloh. Like this, Rashi says means Menasa Oisonu in Nadal Hoshif, that Rav Yosef used to ask some questions, like he asked Rovo questions to see if he knows halachas. And Rashi says, V'rova kohen hoye, Rova was a kohen. So the kids again, the Gemara says, Omar Rova, that the Bodog Lon Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef used to ask him questions. He used to ask Rova questions like this. Haikahano dechotef matanto. Let's say we find a kohen that grabs away the matanis kula. Again, when the children are carrying them to give it to a kohen, or a kohen comes and grabs it first. So the shaila is, how should we look at it? One way is chivuv kamechaviv mitzvah. He like loves the mitzvah, is going to run to take the mitzvah. Rashi says v'yafu ois, is doing something good. The other way is no, or zilzuv kamezalzei, he's being mezalz on the mitzvah. Or zilzuv kamezalz on the mitzvah, he's being mezalz on the mitzvah. That's the shaila. The Mor says, u'pershton alei, he was pushed from the pasuk in Devarim that says v'nosan, that the mitzvah is the Yisro should give it to the Kayin, and v'loy sheitel mayatzmei, should not take it by himself. Rashi says v'nosan l'kayin v'loy sheitel mayatzmei. So it's not nice for the Kayin to grab the matanis. Omer Abaye, therefore Abaye said like this, meiresh at the beginning have a chatifna matanta. I used to grab matanis. He thought it was a good thing to do. Amina chivu v'kom echavim no mitzvah. I'm showing like I love the mitzvah, therefore we used to grab the matanis. But even the Shemana lay, once he got this pasuk and he heard, when the pasuk says v'nosan, that we darshin v'loi shiito miyatzmoi, is mechtav loi chatifni, he didn't grab it anymore. He stopped grabbing the matanis. But still he says that Meimor Amri, but he used to tell them, he used to tell the Tinoikis that were carrying the matanis like Meimor Amri, hoboli, come and give it to me. But kibun de shemayin al ho. When he heard this halacha, the time that we learned, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, "Vayitu achrei habetza." They went after the bad things. The bnei. And Rabbi Meir says, "Bnei Shmuel cholkom shalu v'piyim." They used to ask for the chelik of the matonis. That was the chet. That's why vayitu achrei habetza. Therefore, by said like Meimor namaloy amina, I did not even say to give him the matanis. He did not tell them to give him the matanis. But if somebody would give me the matanis, he would accept it, he would take it. That's chotze mitzvah, taking the matanis is a mitzvah, so he thought he was to take it, it's a good thing to take it. The Mor says though, kivun the shemana loho, the Tanya, when he heard this that we learned, that hatznuyim moishchen eshudeyim, the people that hatznuyim act with midas tovos, they used to take away the hands. They did not take from the matanis at all. Rashi says, talking about the chiluk lechem aponim. When they took off the lechem aponim on Shabbos, kavu mesech the yuma, the Torah v'kalfi, mishemei shemen atzadik nishtalchu meira b'lechem aponim. And what happened then? That the tanuyim, they were moshchen yudayim. They did not take the portion. But rather, the Hagagorim, Cholkin, said, but the people that were fresh of life took a lot, they used to take the portions. So the kids, you see, it's not even nice for you to take it, to accept it. So Mishkanam Eloi Shakilno, he didn't want to accept it anymore. He didn't accept Matanis anymore. But Levam Imali Yom Kippur, only on Erev Yom Kippur would accept Matanis Kuno. Why? Liyazukin Avshoy Bekana, the people should know they're still a Kayin. So you mask himself to be a kohen. Rashi says, "Lo yistaka chadavor shani kohen." So Mori asks the question: so why do you have to take matanis? Well, if you're telling me now it's not a nice thing for a kohen even to accept the matanis. Yes, Mori asks the question: "Belitzu yadeyu, how come he didn't duchen? If it's going duchen, it also showed that he's a kohen. So how come he had to take matanis once a year? Let him rather go duchen." So Mori answers, Answer Layidna, he didn't have time, he was pressed for time. So Rashi says, Mitzitim Shakavu Latamidov, Hoyotor de Moise Melissa's Kappa, but he had to give Shir. So Masman, he davened a different time, not with the main minion, and therefore by the main minion he couldn't daven there. So therefore, he had to take the Matonis on Erev Yom Kippur once a year. Omer Rav Yosef, Rashi says like this, Hai Kahano di Islay Tsumer Rabbanan Shavusay, if a Kohen that has a Talmud Chacham like in his neighborhood, or the Chikolei Milson, if he's a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have any money, he's very poor, so Liskolei Matanto, if he wants to, he can be mezaket him, his matonis. Rashi says, V'akoyin roitzer l'hanoisoy, the Kohen wants to give some hanor to this Talmud Chacham, is yitin loy chelik mit matnoisov, means l'kabel zuer l'chayayim b'nei ir, Bishvil HaKoyin Vu Yachilom. You can make it like that people should give the Zerah Nechaim instead of giving it to you, the Koyin, give it straight to this Yisroel, this Talmud Chacham. V'yaf agav duwa yosul yodei, even though it doesn't come to the Koyin's hands. Rashi says the Koyin yochol iskaboy, still the Koyin can be zoicha these matonis and give it to this Yisroel. And the Gemara says, b'makira kuna ulevia. We're talking about that in the case where z'makir kuna ulevia, Rashi says, means the Koyin Shoinika Beer. Everybody knows about this Kohen. And Roy Vinay Yodim Oyvinos, so most people love him. And they give this Kohen their Matonis. So such a Kohen we consider as if he was already Zeichon in these Matonis. And therefore, in this person we say, the Yocholiskos, my Sreisul Yacham, he give away his Matonis to somebody else. Avogad Lyosli, even though didn't come to his hands yet. Avogad Lyosli Yodi. The other more says, Rov of Ram Safro Ikloi Levei, Mar Yoichino, Rav and Rasafra once went to visit by Mar Yoichino, Berei de Rav Chono Bar Ado. He was the son of Rav Chono Bar Ado. The Yarmul and some say no, they went to visit Levei Mar Yoichino, Berei de Rav Chono Bar Bizno. And it was like this, that when Rav and Rasafra went to visit him, is over Lu Igla Tosa. They're making for them a special type of a meat, like a third eagle. Sounds like a very choshev calf, a third born calf, that was a choshev animal. So it's appearing it for them. So Mar says what happened was, is Omele Rav L'Shmaya. So Rav had said to the person servant there, Rav had said to the servant there, that Zachali Matanta, I want you to be Zechav and me give the Matanas over here. Debina Lamechol Lishna Bechadlo, I want to be able to eat the tongue with the mustard. In other words, the tongue that's part of the Lechiyayim, she told them, please give me the matonis. Rashi says, Zochli matanta means, Tainli rishus likach matnasecho, liyechlom. Vnei shalosh shenim olechayim, because the tongue is part of the Lechiyayim, that's also nitle kahanim. Vabin lamecha lishna mechad, he wanted to eat the loshon, the tongue, with mustard, yudav achoshev. Yeah. Skit, he told them, please go be mezakim me, the matonis. So that happened was, Zochilei. So he was mezak in Echnami, he was mezak of the Matonis to Rava. So Maestu was Rava ate from it, because Rava was a Kayim. Rav Safra liyachol, Rav Safra did not eat. Rashi Mishum Dloimot liyodei de Shamai, because it didn't get to the hands yet of the servant. In other words, this is the Shail again of Makira Kuna, that the servant, he was a Kayim, but he did not receive the Matonis yet. So they wanted mezak it like through him, even though they didn't receive it yet. Therefore, Rav Safra didn't want to take it. Samora says, Akrui le Rav Safra b'choma. So it happened to Rav Safra, he saw in his dream, it appeared this pasuk to Rav Safra by his dream. Like this, the pasuk says, Mishlei ma'ada beged b'yayim koro, like one that takes off a garment when it's cold. Choymetz al nosor, Rav Zvinika. Yeah, Basar Basurim Alev Ra, that is done to a heavy heart to something bad. So Chorot's Mashma, that Rav Safra did something bad but not eating it. So Asla Kaim with the Rav Yosef, became in front of Rav Yosef. Omule said back to him, Dilma Mishum Diyavri Ashmaita Demar, maybe because I didn't listen to you, Halacha, like you, Rav Yosef, just said, but it's case of Makuri Kuhuna, they have a right to Mizakwa to somebody else. So really, this Kohen has a right to be mezakeh the tongue to them. So there's a little bit of a tiny iron or safra, how come he didn't eat from it? So maybe because he didn't listen to your halacha, that's why this pasuk appeared to me as if I did something wrong. So, Omlei Dumi Mishum Diyavri Hashmaita Demar, Akrayin Hoch, it happened to me, this pasuk came to me. Omlei, she said back to him, Ki Amri Ano Biachar Shom Biachar Shama Bakorche Mischa. Mizakeh. So Rashi explains that when did Rabbi Yosef say this halacha, that the Kohen could be mizakeh to somebody else by his own free will if he wants to. So if he wants to, with Makira Kuna, you have a right to mizakeh your matanah to another Yisrael. But over here, the Shamish, the servant, like, that you give it away to the guests that come in, like forced, it's not the pshat you want to do it, you're not doing a merotzen. If somebody asks you, you're embarrassed with the balavos, you do it. But since you're not doing a merotzen, like Korchaim, there's no din tchiyah. So therefore, it's good that Rav Safra did not eat from these matonas, like the Shamash had no right, was not really mezakeh to them. Secondly, the Chiyamriya, no wonder I said, my halacha l'mandala yeshla, only to a tam chocham, that's poor, that can't afford it. So there you're allowed to be mezakarit. But ho efshalei, but you were suffering, Rav, you could afford it. So therefore, it was good that you did not eat from it. So he asked the question, if so, the yellow my time, my crying hochi, how come if so, like in my dream, I had this passage as if I did something bad? So more answers, he said, Rav Yosef said back, you should know, kalpei rova. It happened because of Rava. Rava ate from it. Really, Rava did something bad. So I'm asked the question, if so, for the crying the Rava, how come this pasuk did not appear to Rava in his dream? So Mara says, Rava nozof heve. At that time, Rava like was in a band, like away from Shemayim like. Rashi says, on the Shemati, I heard about this, Mishum, the Tiach Kalpi Malam Sechtatainis. The boy Mitru Leloi Tzarechi was installed for rain, not at the right time. So therefore, in the Mishum Yikoradim of the Shavamako, the Yischalei Yavur Bechalmei, it's a little of a nozof, therefore they do not want to show this dream, this pasuk to Rava, rather they show the pasuk to Rav Safra, even though really it applied to Rava. Omalei Abai and the Rav Dimi, or Pashtu the Krav B'maik Siv, what is the Pashtu this pasuk talking about right now? What's the plain shot? B'maik Siv, Omalei, Sova B'Sheinu L'Talma Shein Hagen. If you teach Torah to Talmud, it's not worthy of it. It's a terrible thing. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, Kol HaShoyne LeTalmud, Shein Hogin. If you learn Torah to a Talmud, it's not worthy of it. His knife will begin him. You'll be put into Gehenim because of that. You remember the Pasuk says, Kol HaShoyshech Tomun Litzvayn of Tochlu Eish. Le Noifach Yorah Shorad Bioloi. V'yein Shorad El Talmud, Gozan El Talmud Chokum. Shein Mo V'sridim Asher Hashem Kairah. So, kids, if you learn Torah to a Talmud, Shein Hogin, it's no good. Omer Rav Zeru, Omer Rav. Kol HaShoyin Le Talmud, Shein Hogin, is Kezorach Ervin LeMakulius. Invite to Omer Rav Zeru, Omer Rav. Kol HaShoyin Le Talmud, Shein Hogin, whoever learns Torah to a Talmud, it's not fit, is Kezorach Ervin LeMakulius. It's almost like you're throwing a stone to Makulius, like you're being Ervin Avoy Dezoro. Rashi says, like Zui Avoy Dosoi, Kemir Sechta Avoy Dezoro. Shinemar says, Kitzur Ervin, B'magmo, kei noisen l'ksil, yekovit. Ksil, not what it says, loy novel l'ksil tainuk. Kids, it's no good to learn Torah to a Talmud, Shein Hogin. A Talmud will take the Torah and turn it upside down and do bad things because of it. It's not kedai to learn Torah with such a Talmud. Now it says, Nemishna v'yamishtatifi mohen, if you come a shutif with a kain, with a guy, it's all lishram, you have to make a simon on the behemoth that people should know that the reason why you're not taking off the matonis is because you're a shutif with them. So more is the question, with the guy also, Ramino have a question. It says, I'm a shtatif in koyin, tzarech lishram. If you make a shutif, you become a partner with the koyin, you have to make a roshim. I'm a shtatif in mozik chavim, obsula amgdoshim, tzarech lishram. Become a shutif, a partner with the guy, or obsula amgdoshim, you don't have to make a roshim. Then by strength we're not afraid people will wonder why not giving the matonis. It's only with a kohen you have to make a roshim, not with a guy, and here it's mashi even with a guy also. So Marin says, I'll tell you, Hochim, my skin, we're talking about over here, the Yosef of the Kechovim,